Navigating an autumn full of art. It's Art Talk on KCRW. As we approach the end of summer, can you believe it? Where has the summer gone? Myriad LA galleries are gearing up for the fall. From MoCA's Geffen Contemporary to the Ace Hotel, from LACMA to Pasadena's Armory Center, there is so much to see all across the Southland. So how do you choose, and what do you choose? KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohojoska-Phillip is with us right now to help you navigate it all on this week's Art Talk. Hello, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
Happy almost fall, I guess.
Feels like fall.
Sure does. The weather is nice, and it has that air to it right now. We have a lot of things on the agenda, many of which happen, or at least start, this weekend.
That's right. It's a big weekend. And this week, and downtown especially, we have Doug Aiken, Electric Earth, opening at MoCA. His video installations with sound are quite extraordinary, and Philippe Verne, the museum's director, has participated in the way this looks, and that's really probably the big downtown opening. But there's also, at the Ace Hotel, we have two things. One is a fundraiser called Sexy Beast that was organized by the women who run the Night Gallery, and this has a live auction and an online auction, but because of that gallery's participation, there's a lot of really good art available, and you might even get a bargain. The proceeds go to Planned Parenthood. Also at the Ace Hotel on Sunday is the premiere of a feature-length film by artist Marnie Weber.
So a weekend full of art and accoutrement, if you will, starting this weekend. But all this goes through the fall, right? Like a lot of these exhibits that you're talking about are going on for weeks to come.
For months to come, and I'll get back to some of them in more depth down the road. But this particular weekend, we also have the opening at LACMA in the middle of town retrospective of prints that were made here by the studio Gemini Gel. And since the 60s they've been supporting contemporary artists making prints, Roy Lichtenstein, David Hockney, Richard Serra, and you'll see an overview of what they've done over the decades. So it's an important historic moment.
And not only art exhibitions across the area over the coming weeks and months, but we also have some gallery openings very soon as well.
Yeah, specifically in Culver City, where there are a lot of galleries along La Cienega and Washington. A lot of things are opening Saturday night. The one that really attracted my attention is Henry Taylor, an African-American artist who's showing his work at Blum & Poe. And he's doing a performance that night with Khalil Joseph. So I think that'll be worth taking in as well.
Why do we see, Hunter, so many more exhibits, so many exhibitions that start in the fall and not necessarily through the summer?
Well, we had good exhibitions all summer, actually.
It seems like there are more, though, in the fall,
but
right?
Really, there are more, but I think that people have, by this time, they've taken down their group shows, and they're bringing in their single shows, their heavy hitter shows, their big solo shows, and people are back from vacation, and they're refreshed, and they're ready to go. They want to run around to the galleries. They want to see what's happening, and hopefully this art talk will guide them a little bit to what they should do, but if they go online, they can see a lot more that's opening, not only this weekend, but also this fall.
That's KCRW.com/art talk. And actually, you know, it is a sort of like Hollywood, right? It's like the fall season of a television network or dropping episodes of shows onto, you know, whatever it may be, Netflix or Hulu.
Well, that's exactly right. We're looking forward to an exciting season in Los Angeles, and we have a lot of good shows this year.
All right. Hunter Drohojoska-Phillip with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.